This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Good morning. It is Sunday morning here on Talk Radio, AM 640. Ryan Bonner with you here. But not Paul Tobey. This is, I think it's a second time, actually. I was going to say it's a first. It's not. But I am not alone here because I want somebody to talk about how to basically reshape your business and help you grow the leads, how to close some of those leads, the software you need to do that. And somebody who does know what they're talking about in that regard is Nancy Houle, co-founder and CEO, COO. Are you CEO of Business Pros Marketing, or is that taking it a step too far?
No. It's Chief Operating Officer.
There we
That's
go.
Correct.
COO.
Yes.
You're in the chair here for Paul. Where is Paul Tobey?
So he's off to San Diego.
Oh.
He will be talking to a few hundred business people. And he's giving a keynote out there. So he will be talking about elements of sales cycle, and we're going to be talking about that too today.
Probably the most important part of any business. If you're in business to make money, looking at your sales cycle, making sure it's perfect is probably a key step.
Interesting enough is that a lot of people come to us and they're looking at ways to increase their leads, their sales, automate some things, help out their business development, their sales reps, whatnot. And it's always fun for me. It's my favorite part to reverse engineer this element for them. It's the most fun.
Which is good when you can combine fun and business together. It might not be so much fun for them once they, you know, because people are stepping into this process. I'm sure they're a little worried because maybe their business isn't where they want it to be and they're not sure what the future holds. But then I guess once they begin the process, then they can kind of see where you and Paul can take them.
Exactly. And in the next hour, we're going to talk about the principle of date before you mate.
Yes, this should be because we were talking before the show began and I didn't realize with business there can be it's almost you can have a mirror image of that and your personal side of your life as well.
There's so many parallels. So
yeah.
If you are in business or you have a friend that's thinking about starting a business, whether you're a large corporation, medium size or a small business, you're not going to want to miss this next hour. There's so much good information in here. I love talking about this stuff. And we're going to be talking about principles of sales that apply across the board. And so we're going to start with basically reverse engineering the sales cycle. What are the elements you've got to be thinking about in order to increase those leads and sales and help your team out to make more leads and create more leads and generate more sales?
And these are things that I think when people get into business, not everybody, some people are really business savvy, but there are people who start a business, they know what they're doing. They're, you know, Paul will say they make a certain widget, or they do a certain service or product, but they don't know the sales side. They don't know that aspect.
Not everybody is born
no.
natural sales person.
Exactly.
However, I will say this. We all have the natural sales muscle. So the thing is, you got to hone.
You got to work it out.
You got to work it out. It's kind of like you can't get stronger watching me lift weights. You know, you've got to put it into practice. And so, if you want to reverse engineer the idea of creating more wealth in your life, sales is the number one way. Look, everybody kind of thinks the CEO's job is, you know, to be the CEO. They think mm-hmm. about legal, or they think about, you know, that person is in charge of creating partnerships and whatnot. Really, the CEO's job has one job. It's to create those relationships to encourage sales for the mm-hmm. business. And often we think that it's only the sales team that is has to do the sales job.
That's a good point. Yeah, you think they're kind of isolated and that's all they do and the CEO.
It's not. But if you're looking at, here's a scenario. I mean, if you're married or you're mm-hmm. living with somebody, you've already been through the sales cycle. Here's the principle of date before you mate. So imagine this. I'm sure you have enough common sense that, you know, if you look at somebody in the street or in a bar, in the library or at your office and you go, wow, that is the person I'm going to marry. I know it. I feel it. That is my husband or that is my wife. You have enough sense not to go up to that person and say, hey, I know you're my wife, or I know you're my husband, please marry me now.
And that's when the police get involved.
You know, you sound a little bit insane.
Yeah, just slightly. Yeah.
So obviously you have enough common sense to know that there's a sales cycle to this. So we'll talk about that after the break.
There's a lot to discuss. Just and again, I like the phrase we're going with here. The title, the theme is Date Before You Mate.
Yes.
This hour. Yes, I like that. If you have any questions, you can always call 416-870-6400 here at the show today. Or if you want to talk directly business and how to build a better business, Jeff's always standing by, 647-608-7767. And go online, businessprosmarketing.com. And in for Paul Tobey, it's Nancy Houle, co-founder, COO of Business Pros Marketing. We're back in a moment. It's Talk Radio AM 640. All right, welcome back here Sunday morning. Ryan Bonner with you. Paul Tobey is away, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, but the COO is here, Nancy Houle, co-founder as well of Business Pros Marketing. If you go online, businessprosmarketing.com, you want to build a better business, they can help you do it. Digital marketing team. You can also learn more about the Infusionsoft software that you need to help with lead captures, job grants. Maybe we can find a portion of the show we can talk about that and what it means to somebody if they're looking to save some money and use money that the government's willing to throw their way. You can do that as well. And if you want to give us a shout, 416-870-6400, any questions you have. And if you're not utilizing this approach, the date before you mate approach, you're not doing your business right. Let's say that. I'm going to say it. Maybe you won't, Nancy. But you should be taking this approach.
Well, listen, the same principle in life applies to online. And I think that we all forget it because, you know, we're living in a world where we're bombarded with marketing messages and infomercial style of selling. So we're all kind of blasting out these sales messages thinking that, hey, I've identified you as my lead and you're going to buy right now. And, you know, that's the date before you mate principle. Like, you have enough common sense to kind of see, oh, wow, you know, I'm interested in that person. You're not going to go, hey, you know, you're my wife. I know it. Let's get married right away. You're going to look for a series.
Doesn't happen. Yeah.
You're going to look for a series of micro commitments. And I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you, you know, one of Paul's favorite stories of, and it's how we met and how this applies online. So, we met at Hotel de la Montagne, and back then he was, I don't know how many of the listeners know this, he was a concert jazz pianist, right? Toured all over the world, 21 countries, won tons of awards, hundreds of, like, audiences, members all over the world. We did Japan, The Hague.
He was just somewhere a month ago, Carnegie?
Yeah, Carnegie Hall.
There, his dream, yeah.
Yeah, the cherry on the cake was Carnegie Hall back in November. But he's a pretty brilliant guy, really smart. His brain works like not many people. He's really kind of a, you know, a little bit of a genius when it comes to this. And so marketing, if you think about it, is very much like an orchestra. It's very much like a symphony. There's a lot of moving parts. And you've got to know when to bring in the strings. You've got to know when to bring in the violin. You've got to know when to bring in the bass. You've got to know when to bring in the horns. You've got to know.
And so it was a natural jump for him to go from music to this. Yeah.
It's very mathematical. It was very natural for him to understand all of these components and moving parts and how to conduct all these moving parts. Things. Anyway, we met at, and he was playing the piano at a bar.
Oh, really?
Paul at Hotel de la Montagne in Montreal. And Paul, you know, tells the story that when I came into the room, I mean, I was 24 years old back then. I walked into the room, I was wearing an orange dress, and he looked at me, and for him, it was love at first sight. He said to himself, that is my wife. And you know,
again, hopefully very quietly, so nobody else thought.
That's it. Nobody.
Easy, Paul.
And he thought, you know, that is the girl I'm marrying. And I was like, he came to me during that night and he sat down and he said something really ridiculous. He says, you don't know anything about music, do you? And the reason he said that is that I had gone up to him earlier in the night. I don't know the guy. He's the pianist. He looks like he's the band leader. And I said, hey, do you know, if, you know, Whitney Houston tune? Because people want to dance. Well, it turns out that the worst thing you can do is ask a jazz pianist to play a pop tune in the middle of a jazz
gig. So you offended him.
He's very offended. But, you know, anyway, needless to say, the conversation didn't go well. So if the result was wanting a date from me, he didn't reverse engineer that well. So it turns out he was talking to, you know, people and around him, and he found out where I work. So a couple of weeks later, I get a call at my office. Hi, it's your friendly piano player.
Not a stalker, just not, your friendly
and,
piano player.
And I'm just wondering, you know, can we start over? Can we go for a date? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I mean, honestly, I was not interested in...
His original pitch.
Starving artist.
Did not.
No, not going to happen.
Well, that doesn't help either.
You know, I was, yeah, no, not bred for starving artist. So I just let him down gently. And, you know, a couple of days later, phone rings again at the office. Hi, it's your friendly piano. And I'm like, oh my God. No, really, thanks. It was being very nice and
persistent.
No, thank you.
He was, yeah.
Third call later, you know, and I'm just like, oh my God. And at that time, the phones, right? It's not like you had Identicall.
you had to answer the call.
You know,
that's
I was
a good
at
point.
The office, right? So I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. But finally, he honed in on his sales pitch. So on the next call, he's like, hey, listen, I know you're doing your LSATs, and I know that you're working 40 hours a week, and I'm betting you only have a bottle of ketchup in your fridge tonight, and I've already made this wonderful pasta dinner. I have a place at the candy factory. That got my attention. And, you know, he's like, I promise I will have you home by 8 o'clock. Your commitment is 2 hours. We'll have a nice dinner, have a nice bottle of wine, and that's it. I was like, oh my God.
I only do have ketchup in the fridge.
Dinner.
He's nailed me. Yeah, food.
So I'm like, okay, great. So I did. And then he did. I was out by 8 o'clock. And
should he have led with that first?
The next day, he calls me and says, do you want to have a cup of coffee? And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, now I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I'm going to go and I'm going to really just let him know that it's not going anywhere. It's not happening. So, you know, and I wore my ugliest pants. I put my hair up. I mean, I did everything to
roll around in
like,
mud. Yeah.
Really not like I totally did the librarian thing on him. And so what happened was he got another date out of me that day. I walked in and he goes, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm going to tell you, there was another micro commitment after that.
So, but he should have. You should have kind of led with the less direct approach.
Well, it was
first.
A series of micro commitments. And 22 okay. years later, we lived together, worked together. And so that sales cycle, we're going to apply it online. It's a series of micro commitments. And he had to convert a no into a yes.
That's what we're talking about here. The micro commitments, date before you mate. It's kind of the running theme here. If you have any questions, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell, on business and dating.
And we're going to talk about how to do the same thing online.
Let's
not on dating sites, but
okay.
on your own site.
Nancy Houle is here, co-founder, COO of Business Pros Marketing. In for Paul Toby, the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Online, businessprosmarketing.com. We're back in a moment. Talk Radio, AM640. Said, give those numbers a call. You can also go online to businessprosmarketing.com for all the information you need. There's information on the job grant program, a government money that can help you get things going. And in a few minutes, we will talk about some new announcements from the federal government, budget-wise, that could help you as well. So Nancy Houle, she's in for Paul Toby, COO of Business Pros Marketing. She can talk to us about that. But we're talking about... you mentioned micro commitments, Nancy, but we're also discussing reverse engineering your approach to sales as a business.
Right. And the story, you know, before the break was to say, listen, naturally, we all know, we live it in our lives, how to get a no to a yes.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every day. We're salespeople. We're putting that into action, whether it's getting the kids to clean your room, whether you're trying to get your husband to move along, shovel outside. Whatever
anything,
it is you're
yeah.
doing, we're constantly selling, we're pitching, we're reasoning, we're bargaining. We're really trying to influence that decision, how to get the no to the yes.
Same part of being alive.
The
being
same
human.
Psychology applies. The same date before you mate psychology applies to your online marketing. You reverse engineer that process. And the way you do it is through a series of micro commitments on your site. So we can talk about what that looks like.
Yeah, and what are micro-commitments? Like, what are these things?
So basically, your site should be doing a couple of things. When somebody gets to your site, you have less than, I mean, it used to be 8 seconds. Now it's less than 2.4 seconds. It's like crazy. You don't have very much time.
You have to grab them in that amount of time?
You have to grab them. You have to grab them and you have to get them to take an action on your site. That might be the micro commitment might be, ooh, I'm going to scroll down to see what's next. It might be, hey, start here to start your journey on the website.
Like a big green button.
It might be live chat. It might be click here. It might be push now. It might be learn more. But there are definitely digital marketing elements that need to be included on that homepage or on that landing page, wherever you're sending your traffic to. There has to be some call to action, some way to get that visitor to take a micro commitment. And by the way, unless you have a $7 product or $19.99, low cost and time, money, low risk, the call to action is not buy now. I do recommend buy now on shopping carts, of course. You want that. Download this coupon, 2 for 1, you know, buy one, get one free, whatever your micro commitment. But if your site is a beautiful brochure online, or, you know, it has, you know, contact form, fill in this form,
it's
contact us, it's not going to work. You're never going to turn a, you know, into a yes. I mean, and people are really skeptical online. They know they can shop. They know they can do a lot of research, and they will do a lot of research. So your job as a CEO of your business, or, you know, if you're the marketer of the business, is really to kind of look at, wow, what is the psychology we have going on this site? How do we reverse engineer that goal? And are we just like, say, you know, oh, look it up about me, about me, about me, about me, about me.
Yeah, that's another big portion
of a big problem with most websites. About us, our core values, about our company.
Do people, that's a good point there. Do people read those sections, like our core values? Do people really care if they're going on there?
Here's the interesting element. Larger corporations will care about your core values, your purpose, vision, mission. In fact, we just did a huge RFP, request for proposal, and the very first thing they asked us was our core values, vision, mission, purpose. You know, we had a bunch of security questions to go. Anyway, it was the hugest, massive proposal we've ever had to put together. And for a multi-billion dollar corporation. But yes, they will care. Now, you'll be interested to learn that the second most visited page on our site, both on trainingbusinesspros.com and businesspros.marketing.com, is about the team. They want to see who our team is, who are human resources, what is the talent. They're investigating that talent.
People behind the scenes.
They want to see the talent. They're checking out my employees' profiles. They are completely very curious to make sure that they're in good hands.
And that makes sense. You do want to see who you'll be working with, as opposed to in some core values, we're a dedicated company. We will work hard. Like that. Yeah. That stuff's kind of like the thing you put in your resume. What are your strengths? Well, I'm a good team player.
You should, right?
Well, you shouldn't have to explain that you are those things.
You should.
But no, that's a good point. Is kind of letting people know, here are the main players in our business, and, you know,
the logic that needs to be on a website is probably a little bit more sophisticated than just having a pretty website and pretty, you know, pretty pictures with copy. And we'll talk more about that on the break. You're trying to reverse engineer something, we'll give you more tips and tricks.
Let's do that. Nancy Houle's here, co-founder and COO of Business Pros Marketing Online. If you want to check out the website she's been talking about, businessprosmarketing.com. And you can always call 647-608-7767 to get started there. She's in for Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. We're back in a moment. It's Talk Radio AM 640. Everybody likes to kind of shop around, think about it before they jump in there, whether we're talking about relationships or we're talking about spending, you know, even hundreds of bucks is a lot of money, but thousands of dollars. you take the time. You like to take the time to get to know the person, the business. And that's what we're talking about here this morning on the Business Pros Radio Hour with Nancy Houle, co-founder and CEO of Business Pros Marketing. I'm Ryan with you here as well. It's date before you mate. That's the theme here. We're talking about sales and basically, you're trying to kind of lure people in. I don't mean it to sound negative, but that's what you're doing. You're trying to attract people. There we go. Better term.
Lure, attract.
Yeah.
Well, you're trying to reverse engineer the result that you desire. Mm. And if the result you desire is more leads and more sales in your sales funnel, in your bucket, and you want drip, 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 cha-ching, so to speak, then definitely there's logic that you need to follow. It's marketing logic. And it's not enough to have a pretty online brochure. It's not enough to have pretty pictures. And your copy has to influence a decision. Where you put the button is critical. You see, today we have technology that we put heat maps. We actually know when you're on our site where your mouse is going, what you're clicking.
That's crazy.
You know, what you're doing, what you're not doing. And we know if you're abandoning a page, we try to fix, you know, that, oh, they abandoned the page too soon.
We've obviously, you look at all the results and
we've obviously done something wrong. So metrics give us that element of what to do next. We collect a lot of data. You know, it's funny because everybody's talking about big data. Everybody, every agency, every marketing, you open up any marketing, you know, magazine and you're going to learn about, wow, you know, I'm supposed to be collecting data. 100% you're supposed to be collecting data. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of software to help you do that. And, you know, interpreting that data and taking the next steps so you can evolve and scale your business up are all important elements. So marketing definitely has gotten very sophisticated. I mean, gone are the days of the yellow pages and gone are the days of pretty websites on Google.
Which is bad because things are a little more complicated, but it's good because it gives you, as a business, more opportunities to...
It's your inside advantage.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always great for us. We had a client the other day, actually, one of your listeners, I should say, why not, right? The Posture Clinic.
There we go.
The Posture Clinic.
Can't go back now.
Yeah. And we get very excited when we deal with clients that, you know, when we go and we analyze their competition and we analyze what the competition is not doing, and we know that Dr. Horseman is going to have a huge inside advantage with this kind of automation. We get excited because we know that there's some markets that are still virgin markets and adopting this technology and adopting this kind of marketing asset. So we truly get excited because we know that that's going to move the needle big time for a client like Posture Clinic, like Dr. Horseman.
Well, you mentioned things like, you know, heat mapping. Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, he's mentioned in the past pixelating, writing pixels so you can track people.
Yeah, we in the office, we call it fairy dust.
Fairy dust. Okay, I like
so
that better.
Pixels, yes. So basically, it's kind of magic. So think about it. It's a little creepy, you know?
Yeah.
Think about this.
About
so
way, yeah.
you go to Trivago or Amazon or any of the popular sites you like to go to. And all of a sudden, you know, you were looking on Trivago for a vacation, let's say in Cuba. And all of a sudden, you open your Facebook and there's the ad for Trivago. And then you're Googling and you're on some random site. And all of a sudden, you see the ad for Trivago. And this ad is following you in your LinkedIn and your Twitter accounts and everything. And you just can't get rid of the Trivago ad, right? So you're wondering, what the heck? Are they spying on me? No, you've been pixeled. And it's kind of magic fairy dust that helps advertisers because they know they didn't get you the first time. You abandoned your experience on their website. You didn't check out. So they put a pixel on you and it follows you. We use it too for our clients. It's got an amazing ROI. You'd love this fairy dust. It's fantastic. It's a great marketing strategy and it's all about logic.
And I think before we run for a quick break here, people think, oh, you need a Google-sized company and it's going to cost a lot of money to do things like that. Heat map, pick, is it as expensive as businesses think it is?
It's a financial commitment,
okay.
And you shouldn't be doing it without investigating what your ROI should be in advance. For example, we will not take a client in our portfolio if we know they don't have the product or the service in order to get the right ROI.
But it's something you have to sit down and take a look at. You shouldn't just like SEO, search engine optimization, you shouldn't just jump into it and try to do it on your...
Trial and error is just going to cost you a lot of money. You're going to be very frustrated. And it's definitely, it's not for a junior person. It's not somebody you hire out of school and say, hey, do this for me. No.
And then hope.
Yeah, and then hope. No, you need experience and you do need somebody that can show you a little bit about how to get those results. And your company needs a deep commitment because it's a long-term play. We talked about dating before you mating, right? So Paul and I have been together for 22 years. Paul was definitely, you know, when he said, that's my wife, he was looking long-term play, right? Same thing for your business. You've got to, if you're looking for a short-term kind of fix, this is a long-term play. Yes, short-term we can get your results, but this is an ongoing changing game. The landscape of digital marketing changes per the hour, and you've got to be intelligent enough to realize as an investment, as a CEO, you've got to make in your company to stay current, fresh, and relevant.
We'll be back in a moment here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Nancy Houle, co-founder of Business Pros Marketing, Talk Radio, AM 640. Questions about building a better business? If you think you're ready, you want to make a change, you want to bring in more sales, then have no fear in asking your questions here. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it did. It worked out well. Ryan with you here. Nancy Houle as well, co-founder, COO of Business Pros Marketing, the business that can help you get that done. BusinessProsMarketing.com, and you can call them anytime, 647-608-7767. And in a moment, we're going to talk job grants, Nancy. We'll also talk about tech stack and kind of what that is, what that means to anybody running a business. But you have mentioned Ian Horseman and the Posture Clinic, and you're working with them now.
Correct. So yeah. We did a deep dive with them last week. It was really incredible. And they're going to be live with their new system probably in about 7 to 14 days.
So it's not there right now.
It's completed. It's okay. Done. They get to live with it and for the next 7 days and review the copy and make sure that they're happy with everything. And, you know, they get to change their mind on images if there's something that they want. But the logic has been figured out. The sales funnel has been figured out. We have integrated all of the technology stack, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But here's something interesting. Posture Clinic, you know, one of the main things that they deal with are people that suffer from concussion. There's a lot of kids in sports or accident prone, you know, people in accidents that get concussions and leave some serious side effects. So they deal with that. But on a different issue, did you know that there's something as text neck? So from kids, the kids that are like looking down at their phone and they're creating really bad posture and text neck, and they're all, you know, their spine is going in a weird ways from looking down at their phone all the time.
I'm not surprised.
So anyway,
these kids walking around.
Yeah.
Like that.
So postureclinic.ca. Yeah. Dr. Horseman is dealing with that stuff. I couldn't believe it, but yeah, those are the injuries of mobile phones.
Well, so the text neck, and then when they're not looking up and they unfortunately get hit by a car, then you're in there with concussive issues as
Incredible.
Well. So
unbelievable. But
so
yeah,
that website will be up for the public to see in a week or so.
Yeah. In a 14 days. So when the client is ready to turn the key and they say go, we go.
You mentioned tech stack. So
let's talk about a technology stack.
Sure.
So what is that? So if you're going back, let's say you're listening to me today and you got to go back to your boss or you're the CEO, you got to go back to your marketing team and say, hey, look, we're going to have this boardroom discussion because we realize that we're not automated. We're not asking clients for micro commitments. We're not data mining. We are not collecting data. We're not doing any of this. We're not, you know, we're falling behind, and it's dangerous to fall too far behind because you can't caught up.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a discussion, and you can say, okay, what do we need to do? What's the technology stack we need to run things? So we recommend your CRM and your, in order to build out that sales funnel and reverse engineer that logic, you're going to need something like Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft is, we are resellers of Infusionsoft. We're the number one, the largest agency in Canada to implement that. It's something that we breathe, live, know inside out. We love it. We recommend it. There's always big wins for clients that use that. We also have adopted, we're talking about text messaging. So for a lot of clients, for example, if you own a clinic or you're a dentist or anything like that, where it's relevant, that sometimes you've got to text your client an appointment reminder.
Which is never a bad idea.
You know, that kind of thing.
How busy
or
people are.
What Paul does when he's speaking, he is from the stage, he says, hey, listen, I'm going to give you a gift. All you need to do is text the word, you know, let's say, use a word, I don't know,
Bumblebee.
Training.
Or training's a little better than Bumblebee.
You text the word training to this number and you will get my free gift. What did we do? We collected, one, their cell phone number, their data. Two, we are asking them for double opt-in permission, saying, are you sure you want to receive this from us? And now we have the ability to send them text marketing messages if we wanted to.
And if a business wanted to do that, they wouldn't know how to go about doing
that. But texting is, you know, we use in the tech stack for us, we use a company called Mobit, M-O-B-I-T. We love it, and we've integrated it for several speakers and clinics and whatnot, so it works. We also use a product called Appointment Core. I love Appointment Core. It is the number one element that just has brought our sales through the roof. For example, you know that there are four kinds of people visiting your website. They're not all one size fits all. Mm-hmm. Some of them are going to be controllers. In other words, they want that information now. Some of them are going to be analytical. They're going to read every word on every page on your website from top to bottom. They're analytics. They always need more information. They never have information.
They're not just there for a couple seconds.
Some of them are promoters. They just want the video. They don't have any time for your details. They just want, you know, what's the price? They're promoters. They're the kind of people, you know, that they invite you to a party and you get there and you find out that they've gone to another party because they found one better. Those are the promoters. They make good salespeople, right? And then you have the supporters, which are there to gather their information gatherers. They're there to bring the information to someone else. So we're going to talk about Appointment Core when we come back because
sure.
I hear the music. We're supposed to go to break.
Ushering us to a break. And we can also discuss what exists for businesses, for companies, and they want to deal with you at businessprosmarketing.com. Money that is there from the government and possibly, if the budget is fully approved, probably will be, more money.
Oh,
that will be available.
I tell you, we are in Canada. We are very blessed and fortunate. There's a lot of money for small business out there. And
beautiful.
We've had helped our clients get hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of funding for their marketing.
Well, let's talk about that when we return here. It's Nancy Houle with me, co-founder and COO of Business Pros Marketing. Give her a call anytime, 647-608-7767, online, businessprosmarketing.com. Back in a moment, it's Talk Radio, AM 640. CEO Paul Tilby isn't here right now, but Nancy Houle is COO, co-founder of Business Pros Marketing. You can give her a call anytime, 647-608-7767. And we've been talking a lot this morning, this hour, about your business, growing your business, date before you mate. Basically, Nancy, again, it's getting to know. Clients want to get to know a business before they jump right in there. That's kind of what people do nowadays. A lot of research, and you have to entice them, right? You have to entice them. You're not just walking out to them, as you said, and saying, hey, I would like to marry you. Let's make that happen. You gotta date first. And it's just the same approach in the business world. And you ran through some tech stack, some companies, software that you guys use. Infusionsoft, Mobit.
We use an Appointment Core. And I was talking about that there, you know, not everybody, again, there's a little bit of psychology online. Not everybody that comes to your website is ready to buy now. They're doing a little bit of research. We're asking them to make micro commitments. And we know that there's going to be four personality types. There's controllers, supporters, analytics, and promoters. And so what we do is for the people that are controllers and analytics, we have a book your 15-minute appointment. Why 15 minutes? It's low in time, right? Low commitment in
time. It's only 15 minutes.
And they don't have to pick up the phone to call me. and they don't feel like it's a salesperson calling them back. Now, they're booking their 15-minute appointment. They are in control. They get to see our calendar. They get to choose their own 15 minutes. The minute that they choose their own 15 minutes, Infusionsoft kicks in, starts reminding them about their appointment, reminds us about our appointment, and boom, all of a sudden we're on the call. We've got 15 minutes. From that 15 minutes, then we see, we evaluate, is this the client for us? We're actually what we call washing the lead a little bit because we want to make sure this client qualifies for
us. It's worth their time, your time. You
exactly.
Know, don't waste time.
If they qualify, then Jeff Huco, which is our business development manager, will, you know, go to an on-site visit at their location. You are more than often invite them to our location because then they can get real-time demos and they can figure out exactly if this is the if we're the agency for them. And so, again, we date before we meet because not every company qualifies to be in our portfolio either, right?
Yeah, that's true. And, you mentioned the word push. I think that's what people hate the most in this day and age is being given a very pushy pitch, whether you're at a car dealership or what have you. You don't or dating. You don't want somebody who's too pushy. You want something a little more calm and laid back.
I've
and all that.
I've learned a lot about, you know, I've been in sales all my life, and I'm one of those fortunate people that have kind of that had that natural muscle and then, you know, honed that muscle and practiced it every day. And so I understand that sales is a lot about listening and then, you know, really figuring out what their goal is, because a lot of clients come in and think they know what they want. So in other words, they say, oh, we want all this, but they don't truly understand what the ability of their business is because they haven't seen the research of what the ability is. So once you've kind of said, hey, this is the ability, this is what we can do, this is how we recommend you reverse engineer this thing, then all of a sudden they start knowing what to ask in the boardroom. There's a bit of an education involved for the CEOs because the CEOs are not natural CMOs. Like, they're not chief marketing officers. There's a bit of a learning curve for a CEO. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, a bunch of the appreciation is walking them through that. They love to be walked through. They want to be smarter. They really want to understand
this.
Make
more money.
They want to make more money. But a lot of times it's not about making more money. A lot of them just are asking us to fix a big problem, which is, hey, I don't have enough staff. I don't have enough HR. I can't handle all the leads I have. Can you automate some of this stuff? And where they want us to wash the leads up front, so only qualified leads even get to the sales reps. So there's that kind of stuff. Everybody has their different problems or challenges in scaling up. So we look and I try to identify exactly what it is they're trying to clean up. And then we make it our go about the process of cleaning up.
Well, speaking of scaling up, if you want to do that, if you want to increase your leads, increase business, maybe grow, you can get some money, some financial help from the government if they're coming to you for that assistance. Let's talk job grants here.
Canada Job Grant. We are so fortunate as Canadians in this economy. If we own a small business, you have employees, you have $2 million insurance liability, you may qualify for up to 83.3% of funding. That means whatever our cost is, the Canada government is going to refund you for adopting digital marketing into your ecosystem and training your people on how to interact with this software. So it's one thing to say, yes, please, Paul Tobey, Business Pros Marketing, please do it for me. It's another thing to successfully adopt it and make it work. Mm-hmm. There is a buy-in, and your people have to be trained for this. And so, whatever the investment is, the government is saying, listen, we need you to be competitive. We need you to be scaling up. We want you to be creating jobs. And so they're really supportive of small business at the moment and say, you train them, we'll give you 83.3% back.
I think you're saying April 1st is an important date because more money?
New.
They open the gates.
And it's time, and there's a race to the gates, and everybody wants the money. So definitely now's the time to call Jeff, and I think you have the number there.
Yeah, 647-608-7767. And I think there's more coming out of the federal budget more money for businesses, startups, and
more training money. I'm telling you, this is a good time to be. What you know, whether you're a small business with one or two employees, or you're a large business with 100 employees or more, it's there for you. And Jeff has the criteria and can walk you through it.
All right. Again, the number 647-608-7767. If you want to know all about that or talk more about date before you mate, you can do that as well.
I'm not sure if Jeff has good advice.
Never as good as advice as a lady. Let's say that. Nancy Houle, co-founder, COO of Business Pros Marketing. Thanks for coming in. Hopefully you're here next week. Is Paul busy next,
so much
the next
fun.
Time around?
It was so much fun. I love doing these things. Thanks for listening.
Hey, no
and please do call in and we'll see if we can give you some help.
Sure. And online, businessprosmarketing.com.